As Koydum Ko, there's a Shiloh. What is he trying to be Makadosh with? There's two ways of learning. You can learn he's trying to be Makadosh with the Mana, his Chayvus. You can learn he's trying to be Makadosh with the Mashkin, with the thing that he's giving, the item that he's giving is a Mashkin. The Lashon of the Gemara, Hiskachili v'mane v'niach lo mashkin aleha, L'choyer is meduyik, that he's trying to be Makadosh with the mane, not with the mashkin. You should have said Hiskachili v'mashkin. He's saying Hiskachili v'mane v'niach lo mashkin aleha. It's exhaustive. Let's Hashem Nehemchik, we'll see a little bit more. What the Einu Mekudeshes, it's not Mekudeshes. Why Zog the Gemara Mona Ein Kan, Mashkin Ein Kan? The Shaila is how to learn what Pshat in the Gemara is. There's two Yisrigas, the Gemahalchim and the Rishonim. We'll see the Rosh. There's one Mahalich and the Rishonim that the Sheet of the Rosh, the Sheet of the Ritva, that the Gemara means the Mashkin is not Chal, and this Chayvis is not Chal. Lefize, the Lashon of the Gemara is the best. That's what the Ritva is Medayik, the Lashon of the Gemara. The way it reads is Mana in Kan. There's no Chayvis of Mana. The I said I would give you a Mana, but nothing's chal with a diba. You need a kinyan. There's no kinyan. As mana ain't kan. And beis, mashkin ain't kan. There's no, it's not chal, the mashkin. As the Ritva is medayik, the lashon of the Gemara, like these Rishonim. The other way of learning, the Rishonim learn, mana ain't kan le'inyan liknos. To make a kinyan, mana ain't kan. Mashkin ain't kan le'inyan to make a kinyan. Not be'etzim, it's not chal, but it's not good enough to make a kinyan. That's what ain't kan le'inyan look nice. That's the other way of learning. Gemar in the Hemshech brings down that this is not only a chsarin in Kedushin, this is a chsarin in Mekach u'Memkar also. Gemar says, Bnei Revuna Barovin Zovani Amdo Bepriti, Lo Havi Be'edayu, Esve Asuve Nischa Loi, L'soifi Yaker Amte, they wanted to be choyza, Asa L'kamei D'Ravami, Amalu Priti Enkan Nasker Enkan. The same chesaron, mana ein kan, mashkin ein kan, the same lashon. But it's not only a chesaron by kedushin, because I thought maybe kedushin is different. Even by kinyan alma, still there's a chesaron. Okay. Thus is the Gemara. Usually, you learn Rashi and Taisis first. This is a few exceptions to the rule. We're going to learn the other Rishonim first. Is Rashi and Taisis, it's very hard to know what they mean. First we'll learn the two Mahalchim of the Rishonim, then we'll come back to Rashi and Taisis and try to buy how they understand. Let's see the Rosh inside. The Rosh is in Siman Yud. Yesh Mefoshim, Tehanu Dafka V'Kinyan Isha V'Avadim, Kehi Uvda D'Amta B'Samach V'Chein B'Karka, V'Fi Shenikmin B'Kesef V'Ein Kan Kesef Sheyoko Likmeis, Shein Amashkin Konu, Shenei Lasin Laskus B'Gufay, Ablimodam Leysin Matana L'Chaperio, V'Leysin L'Amashkin B'Shkul HaMatana, Meshiches Amashkin Ki'ilu Zocho B'Matana. As these Mepharshim are Mechadish, let's say you say, I'm Chayiv Tiyo Mane, and I give you a Mashkin on the Mane. Habash Halacha L'Maisa Choshim Mishpat. I owe you $100, and here's a mashkin that I should be chayiv $100. This shita holds that when you do a maisa to be koine the mashkin, you're koine the $100, and it's chayiv to pay you $100. Dashtek lahed in the rush, and they bring a raya from a seicher es ungen that poilim um chayiv ayidein esinus mashkin. So what's pshat in our sugir? The fizeh, you are mischayiv in the money. The mashkin is chal, and you mischayiv to give the money. So what's pshat in the sugir, if that's the case? Zog the rosh, mishum she'ein kan kesef sheyochol livnas. There's no kesef sheyochol livnas. It's our beer. He's mechayiv 100. Why is it? What does it mean? Ein kan kesef. As the Rosh is sosim v'loy pirish. The Mordechai brings the Yesh Mefarshim and he adds the Rehezbe. The Mordechai was also one of the Bali Tosasim, like the Rosh, and he adds Hezbe to this Yesh Mefarshim. He says, Mishum sha moyes einoi be'en. Moyes of a choiv is has a tsarin of einoi be'en. And that's the Lashon of Tosis in many places in Shas. That if you want to do a kinyan with mois of ischaivis, mois of halva, it's called enaben. As what's the chsaren? The chsaren is, I have to give you a mois be'en. Giving you a ischaivis is not giving you a mois be'en. It's ischaivis, but it's not a mois be'en. And to do a mois kinyan, I have to give you a mois be'en. That's the Mahalach of the Mordechai in the Yesh Mefarshim. The Rajba says another chsar. The Rajba over here is Bekitzer. In Mem Zayin, when he explains it a little bit more. And he explains there's a chsarin of Ogid Gabe. In order to make a Maisa Kinyan, the Kesef has to go from the Koine to the Moicher. If the Kesef is still by the Koine, that's not called that I gave you the kesef, because it's still ogred by the koina. As he says, normally, when I give you a pruta, as it's going away from me, and it's going to you. I give you a physical pruta, I give you a $5 bill. The $5 bill left me, and it went to you. By a choiv, even though I gave you a schus mamin, as I gave you something, but that something is still by me. It's still in my rishus. I still have it. As it's agid gabe. I didn't give you the whole thing entirely. I gave you something which I still have a schusin. Yeah. If I give you something that I still have a schusin, that's not called an asina gmura to make a kinyan kesef. L'saber es ha'oizin. L'saber es ha'oizin means to give like a mushel, you know, we're not breaking the air, we're helping the air, but just a mushel, that if I give you a dollar and I have a schus in that dollar, because I didn't give you the dollar totally, because I have some schus left in the dollar, as over here it's agi gabe, I still have the moyus of the halva by me, as I was mischayiv it to you, now I gave you a schus that you could have the moyus of halva. But it's still by me the money. I still have a schus to use the money. As kivan shekein, that's not called. I fully gave it to you. That's the chsaran of the Rajba. As the fizeh, there's a machlekes, is the chsaran ein of the end, or is it felt in the nesina?
How does
the moisachir
work?
As the Ran says, amim zayin of ibeis, it works by hiyana. Says this, when the chsaran is ain't a ban, the way it works is by hiyando. That's what's been doing in the ritual over here also. Okay. And thus is the tuchus. It's grada, the lashon of the Yomara, mana ain't kan, is more mashma like the Mordechai, that it's ain't a ban, mana ain't kan. If you the Rajba, the chsaran is in the Nesina. I didn't give it to you, Lagamri. It's not ein kan, it's kan, avaloi nosnoi legamri. Yes. The ein kan is more meduyev like the Mordechai. Okay. Is that step number one? Lefi Devrayim, in this Gemara, says a Chiddush. I can't be Mekadosh with his Chayvus. Zog the Rashba, even if I would write a Shtar, Shani Chayiv L'cha Mone. Well, over there, it's Zichr Chal des Chayvus. I still can't be Mekadosh you with the Shtar on these Chayvus. Because it's Agid Gabei, what's Enum Be'em. And that's the sugya over here of mana ain't kind of a furish gemara. I can't be makadosh you with the mana. Thus is the rishayna. There are common akudas that need beer according to the rishayna. Let's go step by step. Number one, why is the ischaibis chal? In order to do ischaibis, you have to do a maisa kinyan. You can't be mischayiv stam. Lashon the Ritva and Ran in other Mesechtes, eight other Mischayiv B'Dvarim. Baruch Shutim, hey. You can't, if I say I'm Chayiv to you, it's not Chal, only if I do a Maisa Kinyan, a Kinyan Sudar, a Shtar. Oh, yeah, I didn't do a Maisa Kinyan B'Chlam. As why am I Chayiv to you? That's Shaila number one on these Rishayim. So I gave you a Mashkin, so what? But what Maisa Kinyan did I do on the Manet? To be Mischayev the mother. That's the huge question on these Rishonim. As a Pnei Yeshua and the Koivit Shurim already stelled the question, and they say we have this big Yisaitin Ksuvis that we had on Kuf Beis, that we had also later on Daf Tes Amid Beis, Hein Hein Advarim Anikim Ba'amira, B'makom Gmiris Das, you don't need a Maisa King. After you learn the sugya over there, the Pnei Yeshua is a whopping chiddush. We only say hein hein advarim anikdem ba'amira. We learned the rishonim in the sugya. It's only when you have a chasana and you're oimid v'gomar because there's a gemiras das gemura because of the hanos achiten. Over here, we're talking about where stam he was mischayev for a mois. Not talking about he was mischayev to the mois of the chasana mishum the hanos achiten. V'oy, there's a tzir of Amevriya also, that the Gemara says. By Amevriya, there's no chasana going on b'chlau. Yeah. Oh, it's a reza yechidish. B'derech klal, the Gemara, the Rishayim says, hey, they not far my nickname by Amir. L'choyra, as Rav Nochum was medayik the Mordechai, that there's another mahalach. Rav Nochum is mechadish, a reza yechidish. Rav Nochum said over that there's a member from Reb Chaim that went around in yeshivas. Yeah, there was another bachur in the mir, the Yonis Ilem. He brings down the member of Reb Chaim also. Because there's a member al Pishmua that went around in the yeshivas. Reb Chaim said that when a person is holding on to a mashkin, he's holding on to the mice. Holding on to a mashkin is like holding on to the choy. A mahal the mashkin, mahal the choy. As Reb Nochum wanted to use this lashon to be mazbe the rishonim, being that when you're holding the mashkin, you're holding the choy, as the maisa kinyan on the mashkin is a maisa kinyan on the choy. That's the lashon of the Mordechai, that when you coined the mashkin, it's kilu you did a maisa kinyan in the choy. It's a Nachum is Medayik, the Mordechai, like the Hezber, a Pilisi side of Nebchai. As Lafi said, the Rishonim don't mean you're not doing a Kinyan. The Rishonim mean the Kinyan is being, when a Maisa Kinyan on the Mashkin is a Maisa Kinyan to be Mishai of the Choy. Why, what's the beer of the member of Nebchai in the Mashkin lick the Choy? As there's two ways of understanding. One way of understanding is, being that al yidei the mashkin, you have a schus to be goyve the choyv, as when you're holding the mashkin, it's ki'ilu, you're being holding the choyv. Because through the mashkin, you have a schus to be goyve the choyv. That's one way. Reb Nochum wanted to say a tifer of daish. Reb Nochum wanted to say, chen is mashman the loshner of chayim in the yoyles ilay. Reb Nochum wanted to say a tifer of Taich. that we saw the Yisoid of Choyv is Memoine Gavach. I have a Swiss moment. I have a right to get $100. My $100 is sitting by you. You have a Choyv to pay me $100. Mashkin means that I'm miyachid the Memoine Gavach in the Mashkin. That's the Pirush of a Mashkin. Now, I could pay you a different Mois and get back the Mashkin, because then I'm saying the other Mois should be the Memoine Gavach. But the Pirush of a Mashkin is I'm saying this is the Memoine Gavach. As in the Mashkin, lick the Choy, because a Mashkin is a way of having the Memoine Gavach of the Choy. You're taking it as a security. That it's kilu, your way of being going to the choy. As I'm kilu saying, the mamoni gavach lived in the mashkin. As lefiza is doch gavaldik, when you're doing a kinyan in the mashkin, you're doing a kinyan on the mamoni gavach. As this is taking the sugya makadish b'milva, the side of mamoni gavach, but Nochum took it a step further. And he said, that's the way you're doing a maisa kinyan in the sugya over here of mona. This yisoid of Memoine Gavach is very helpful in many sugyas in Ezun Neshach and Bam Nisiya and Chayrus, and many, many sugyas. This is mamasha, useful yisoid. It helps you in many places. Oh, this is the big vote of Rav Nochum in the sugya. As the Shaila was, where was the Maisa Kinyan? The teretz is when you're doing a ma'isa kinyan on the mashkin, that's doing a ma'isa kinyan in the moyes achoy, in the moyes of this chayus. Nos is the okay. That's nekuda number one. How do you create this chayus? What ma'isa kinyan? The kinyan in the mashkin, meshichas amashkin. Okay. Now let's go on to nekuda number two. The Gemara says two things: mane ein kan, mashkin ein. As the Lefili's Rishonim, if the Schaivus is Chal, what does it mean? As we saw, Manein Kan means it's Eina Be'en, it's Ogid Gabe, that's the Pshat in Manein Kan. How's the Kinyan Chal? We saw. Now let's go on to the second three words of the Gemara. Mashkinein Kan. Lefili's Rishonim, you can't be Makadish with the Mane. As what's the tzad that you're makadish with the mashkin? If you can't be makadish with the money, what could you be makadish with the mashkin? What's the Gemara saying? As over here, there's two ways of learning again. One way, which we'll call the simplest way of learning, is that, okay, there's two things I could be makadish with. I could be makadish with the money, or I could be makadish with the mashkin. As if I'm going to be makadish with the money, this chayvis of the Gemara money ain't kan. It's ain't a be'en, or it's agid gabe. If I want to be makadish with the mashkin, not with the money, as that the Rosh says a new hesber that he's loyim nosen laschus begufoy. And he's going to get back his mashkin. So you can't be makadish with it. By a mashkin, I'm not giving it to you to keep. I'm giving it to you to hold on for a little while. And then you have to give it back to me. Because I didn't give it to you for good. Because I can't be makadish you with the mashkin. That's one way of learning lefidis. And this is really the simple way. Lamai said there's two strong diyukim in the Gemara. We started off in Mumadayik, the Gemara, what are you makadish with? It says, I'm makadish b'mone v'nosan alei al-mashkin. Mashva, you're being makadish with the mone and not with the mashkin. Base, the lashon of the Gemara, mone ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. The Rosh and the Ritva are Mumadayik. It's mashva, it's a flow through. Because mone ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. It's not mashma, it's two different things. Mone ain't kan. Chesaron number one. V'oy chesaron mashkin ain't kan. It's not mashma that way. It's mashma, it's one flow through sentence. Mone ain't kan, and therefore mashkin ain't kan. If you're going to learn this way, it's two totally different statements. Mone ain't kan. Ooh, mashkin ain't kan. and there's no vav hamafarid. It flows through. It's mashma. It's one sentence. Those are the diyukim. It's diyukim. From a diyuk shtavish, from a diyuk boitzachechi. Even though you're not going to die if you don't go with the diyuk, but lemaisa, it's very mashma to a different mahal. As if Nochum wanted to say that the memra of Reb Chaim, a tif of pshat in the Gemara, a goch kishmak of pshat in the Gemara. He says there's two ways of being makadish with the mana of the fear of Chaim. There's the mana of the schaivis and the mana that lives in the mashkin. Reb Chaim said to Yisoy that the mana lives in the mashkin. As I bezei, you could explain the Gemara by Finzeh. If you want to be Makadish Tam with this Chayvis, that you can. The Mordechai says it's Eina Be'en. The Rajba says it's Agid Gabe. I didn't give it up. Oh, but when I'm giving you a Mashkin, the Fear of Chayim, I'm taking the money of his Chayvis and I'm putting it in the Mashkin. In the Mashkin. Lick the money. As I say, I'm Makadish with the money that licks in the Mashkin. That we say, being that he's giving back the mashkin and he's only giving it lizman, this also a chsare. It's not cool that you have the mayus yet. As lemaisa, it's a different chsare. It's also a chsare of kilu, a new chsare, but it's a flow through. Money ain't got. And even if you're going to put the money in the mashkin, it's still not good enough. As the Gemara flows through in a whole different way, it's Makadish b'mana. Now, it could be Makadish with the mana in two ways, in the mana lane or in the mana shemunach, in the mashka. It's folded up, einfalt in pshat, how to read the Gemara in a better life. Yeah. As it's a huge lomdish shavar, but the ikonakuda is the klarkait in pshat, it's a different Gemara. But you read the Gemara different. Yeah. And a beautiful dogma of what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said about Reb Nochum. He said, when I give shir, as the Olam hears a lot about the daf, when Reb Nochum gives shir, the Olam has a different reading in the daf. And the people that they say lomdis and lomdis, but Reb Nochum read the daf differently. It's why the Gemara reads differently. Vahar einenu b'soira secha. The words are there, just you have to open your eyes to see what's really going on in the words. That's the knitch. Okay, that's the Gevaldi Yechidish and Pshat that Reb Nochum said in this Yeshiva portion of Pshat. Okay. As that's the Gemara, we learned the Fibi Yeshiva portion, what Mana Ein Kan slowly, what Mashken Ein Kan means. Now let's move on. The Rosh is Choyle. The Rush argues. What's in the Kuda that the Rush argues on? The fee is choilik the Rush. The Hischaivus is not. And the mashkin is not chal. That's the ikar nekuda that he's chayav on. The first mahalach, the Yesh Mefarshim learned, this chayvus is chal. The mashkin is chal. And still it doesn't work. As the man ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan, is going after everything is chal, it still doesn't work. The Rosh learns differently. The Rosh learns that no, the mashkin is not chal, and this chayvus is not chal. Mishum, the Adam Yochel Leshabed Mechosev LeDavar Shenischayev Loi, Avol Davar SheLoi Nischayev Loi Chal Shibur Al Mechosev. Zak the Rush, he's Chaylik on the Yesh Mefarshim, because you could only make a Shibur and a Mashkin on something that was already Nischayev. But if there's no Ischayvus, there's no Shibur and there's no Mashkin. What's the beer of the taina of the Rosh? What is the Rosh Nekuda that he's on? As the Avni Meluin says, a Gishmak Mahalach.
Zogt der Ami Meluim ba'oifin yisteh.
How does a mashkin work? A mashkin works within Shiva Nechasim. He's being meshabed his Nechasim. Ba'ibazeh, we know there's a cloud at the end of the Gemara in Baba Basra. In leka loive, leka arev. It's only shayach to have an arev if there's a chiv. If there's no loive, there's no arev. An arev is an arev to a pre-existing chiv. You can't be an arev if there's no pre-existing chayv. Arev means I'm achroi for the chayv of flying. A Shiva Nechasim is a famous Gemara in two places. The Gemara in Baba Basra on the Seif of Baba Basra, and the Gemara on all the way at the end of Baba Basra, and the Gemara in Bechairis Nun Beis. The Gemara says, Nichsei de Inush Inun Arvei. How does Shiva Nechasim work? Shiva Nechasim works midin Arvus. The Nechasim are Arevim of the Choy. That's the way Shiva Nechasim works. Ibezei, Zok, the Yavni Meduim, and the Ksais, we put these two Yesaidis together. We have an Eisen, a Pshat, and the Rosh. Sheep, a Mashkin, is only Shaykh. If there is a Choy, you could be Meshabit something to the Choy. Abalu Yeh, there is no Choy. You can't be meshabit something to the chayv. As Taina the Rosh over here, the Shiva Nechasim, you want to create a chayv al yedei a mashkin? How could you do that? I mean, before there's a chayv, there's no musig of Shiva, there's no musig of mashkin, because ki leka loiva, leka arev. As if there's no loiva, there's no arev. That's the way the Avni Meluim is mazmer the Rosh. As Kum Techais, the Yisayid of the Rosh is a big Yisayid in Shiva Nechasim. That Shiva Nechasim means Arvus, and Arvus is only Shayich if there's a pre-existing Chayv. You can't be a Arev if there's no Chayv. That's Taina the Rosh. Over here, there's no Eschayvus yet. If there's no Eschayvus yet, how could you make a Mashkin? A mashkin is only when there is a pre-existing chayv. If there's no pre-existing chayv, you can't make a mashkin because it's not shayach shiva nechasim. As the Avni Meluim is a beautiful hesper, but the words of the Rosh doesn't mention because shiva is arvus, like a loiva, like a arev. It's very sosom in the Rosh. As Rav Nochum said, Behelim Divrei, the Avni Meluim in the Ksois, you can learn a different shot in the Rosh, Lefi Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, what is a mashkin? A mashkin is a yichud on the Mamayni Gavach. As Lefi Reb Chaim, you could say a svara, it's only shaykh a yichud on Mamayni Gavach if there's a Mamayni Gavach. Up over here, there's no Eschaivus. If there's no eschayvus, there's no mamoni gabach, as how is it shayach hamashkin? When there's a pre-existing choyv, you could say, okay, this is a mashkin. The pre-existing choyv exists in this mashkin. As the fear of chayim, you could have a gishmak of pshan in the rush, that it's a hezvig mimiyuchid in mashkin. That's the way Reb Nochum was. There's Reb Nochum Kilu, two life in the Rosh, the feed the Rebbe, Reb Chaim. The Rosh has gone under the Licht, under the Knesh. Oh. This is the Mahalich that Reb Nochum wanted to say in the beer of the Machlekes. What are the other Rishayim hold? The other Rishayim hold. It is chal des chayvus. What do you do with this time? Aye, how is it shayich that al yedei the mashkin you should make his chayvus? As let's start with the Avni Meluim. Aye, how could you have a shiva nechasim before there is a chay or if nachem? As you could say to his beirim to explain what's the nekuda the other rishayim achalik.
One Hezber is they hold it's Bayin Kachas. L'dugma, mamish, mashal l'chayke, yitiv yaday Bayin Kachas. Over here, the Shibur and the Ischaibis is Bayin Kachas. As I'm asking, you can't make a mashkin or a Shibur before there's a Shibur Nechasim. But over here, Bifas Achas, I want it to be Chal. I want it to be Chal, the same Shibur and the same mashkin, Bifas Achas. As it could be Chal Kachas. And the Rosh hold, it doesn't work that way. You can't have an egg before a chicken. The chicken has to exist for the egg to come out. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. It can't be Bibas Achas. There has the whole musig of mashkin is only shayich ad kama there's a choyv. As ad kama there's no choyv to create a choyv, it's not shayich a mashkin. As you can't say it's chal bebas achas, meaning everyone's moide that it zicha can't be chal achas, and everyone's moide too. Like a loiva, like a arif, this is klal. I mean, it can't be chal before. You put it like this: you can't, the mashkin can't be chal before the choy. Everyone's moide, it could be chal after the choy. The shaila is bebas achas. Could it be chal bebas achas or not? They hold, okay, it's chal bebas achas. And the Rosh holds, no. It has to be that the choyv is before. Because the whole shame mashkin is only ad kama there's a choyv. But you can't call something a mashkin. There's no mahus of mashkin before there's a shame of a choyv. The Rosh holds. Oh. That's one way of learning. Reb Shimon Shkop has a very famous shtickel where he argues on the Ksos and the Avnei Meluim, and he says it's Shayich a Shibur Nechasim without a Choy. He says the whole Yisayid of the Ksos is Nishtemes. It's Shayich a Shibur Nechasim without a Choy. Where's his Raya? He brings a raya from an Nemuki Yosef in Baba Kama Chav Beis Amid Beis, a very famous Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef is in the sugya of Isha Yishum Chitzya. Over there, the Nemuki Yosef is talking about someone that shot an arrow. The arrow is going to destroy someone's object, and he's going to be chayiv. After he shot the arrow, the guy died before the arrow hit the thing it was damaging. What's the tzir? He shot an arrow. He's chayiv. It's going to hit something. It's going to destroy it. But he died when the arrow was in mid-air. Zot the Nemuki Yosef, it's chalashib nechasim. The chayra over there, the chayr is not chal. Nafkamina is that it's chal a shiva nechasim, that is yarshim have to pay. The shiva nechasim was chal. Frekar b'shimin, that, what do you mean? It's not chal the chayr guf. The chayr l'shalim is not chal until the arrow hits the chayfetz and destroys it. I hear it's in mid-air. It's flying. But until it destroys the chayfetz, there's no chiyuv. As over here, there's no chiyuv aguf, but there's a shibur nechasim that's chal. As you see, it's shayich a shibur nechasim even before there's a chiyuv aguf. As the other rishonim will hold like the Nemuki Yosef and Baba Kama, that it's shayich a shibur nechasim without a chiyuv aguf. This is the patent of Reb Shimon. The Yesh Lodin Ma'oid on his Raya. Can I get the Ksais? The Ksais rather brings this Nemuki Yosef a lot of times. It wasn't like Reb Shimon found a new Rishon that the Ksais didn't have. He saw this Nemuki Yosef many times. He brings it down in Ksais many times. Kinnereh, he did not like the Raya. He didn't hold up the Raya. The Shai was why? So what is the Yodam Taina? How could
could we get out of the Raya? Does anyone have a Taino?
You see the few started earlier?
It's not. It's Klor Mashman and Luki Yosef. The Chiyuv didn't start earlier. That's not Gush and Luki Yosef.
That's
Mashman,
is it?
Well, maybe that would be a way. But they're having a Machlekes in Shibur Nechasim. But what could be? You could say the Shibur is Chal now, Klapi the Zman of Hefto. Meaning, Avada the Chiyuv is not Chal B'Poyel until later on, and the Shibur too. But what it means, from now it's Mishtavid for that time. Why? Because he was going with the Maisa Mazik already. He finished his Maisa Mazik. As being that he finished the Maisa Mazik, as right now it's Chal the Shibur, Klapi the Zmanav after. It's Chiddush, but that could be a Machshava to get out of the. Okay, as thus is the Rush arguing on the Yesh Meforshim, and the Gedolim as Ksas Eizen Shamas, we hear over here massive machlokes in Inyan Shibur. How to understand Shibur? The Rishonim El, you can make a Shibur with making a man, with doing a kinyan in the Mashkin. And the Rush Tain is, no, you can't. As the Avnir Davni Malum, the Ksais learns as a Machlekes, could you have Shibur Nechasim before, and the other Rishayim will learn, Bebas Achas is possible. Or you have Reb Shimon's Big Yusuf. Okay, that's the different ways of understanding. As Lefi the Rush, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara is saying that Mana Ein Kan, this Chayvus is not Chal. And therefore, I'm sorry, the Gemara is saying like this, Mana Einkan, there's no Hischaivus. As being that there's no pre-existing Hischaivus, Mashkin Einkan, the Mashkin is not Chal. As therefore, you can't be Mekadosh, because there is no Hischaivus. Okay, this is the big Machlekes. Now, let's make a cheshven in pshat. Let's see what we saw. How many machloksim is there between the Rosh and the Yesh Mefarsh? Let's go slowly. Number one, the Yesh Mefarshim, which is the Ramban, the Rajra, they learned this chai versus chal. The Rosh learns this chai, this is not chai. As kum to chais, we have a machloikis if his chai, this is chal. The kuda number one. A machloikis is his chai, this chal al yedei al mashkin. That's one machloikis. And what's the machloikis? The Rosh says, if there's no chai, there's no mashkin. And the Rishonim say it could happen by basachas. Okay, that's machloikis number one. Machloikis number two is another interesting machlokes. The Rishonim say, even though this chayvus is chal, you can't be mekadosh with this chayvus. Lefi the Rosh, there's a very strong diyuk, not that way. Why? Because the Gemara says the reason why you can't be mekadosh is because mana ein kan, mashkin ein kan. Mashma, if the mana would be Khan, if it would be Chal this Chayvis, you could be Makadish. As Lafi the Rosh, it's Mashma, you could be Makadish with his Chayvis. As Lafi Zed comes out, another Yesedis Nikamach Lakis in his Chayvis. Can you be Makadish and Isha? Can you do a Mekachu Memka with his Chayvis? As the Rajba on Dafei Yomid Aleph, in the sugya of Shtar, because of Shtar, Liftas Maisav Sheni, the Rajma says, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Ches Amid Beis. You can't do Kedushin with this Chayvis, and you can't do Mekachu Memkar with this Chayvis. And he screams on Rashi on Heyam and Aleph, that Rashi is Mavur, you could do Kedushin with this Chayvis, and Mekachu Memkar with this Chayvis. It's a Mavurish Gemara. But after you learn the Gemara, you see it's only Lefi the Rajba you have such a Gemara. As the Rajba Lishitasa asked the question. But Lefi the Rosh and the Yesh, Lefi the Rosh and the Ritva, there's no such Gemara. The Gemara is saying this Chayvus is not Chal. Monein Kan, this Chayvus is not Chal. Therefore, there's no Mashkin. Avaluyeh, this Chayvus would be Chal. You'd be able to be Makadish with it. As it comes out, it starts off as a Shinui in Pshat, a Shinui in reading the Gemara, but it comes out from that many angles, many Nafkaminas, La Halacha, that are very Yisraelistic of Machloksi. Okay. That was the first chelik of the sugya. We learned through the Rosh, the Yesh Mefarshim, we went slowly. We saw the different pshat, the way they read the Gemara. We tried to come up with different hesbeirim in the Rosh and the Yesh Mefarshim. Tomorrow we're going to see the Rashi, how Rashi learns. There's a couple of Rashis that need beer. And more than that, we're going to see the Tosis. We learn the whole Tosis. The Pnei Yeshua says there's a stira Tosis if he holds like the Rosh or the Yesh Mefarsh. So just tip the item off what this stira is. The Rosh starts off, the Tosis starts off, Pirish, Nefisha Isha Nignis B'Kesef, Ad Kesef Eino Be'ad. Zag the Pnei Yeshua, that's the Lashon of the Yesh Mefarshim, that's brought down in the Mordechai. He starts off like the Yesh Mefarshim that's brought down in the Mordechai. This Chayvus is Chal, but the Mayus is Eino Be'en. And then he fears Ois, like the Rosh. He says that if you give a Matana and you make his Chayvus, it's not Chal. That's like the Rosh. As Pasach v'Yesh Mefarshim. V'Sayim, yeah, Rosh. Thus Frek the Pnei Yeshua, a grace stira on the Tosfos. As there's a mahalach from the Chidushei Ushurei Rebbeir. If you don't have one, it's a mahalach from Reb Nochum too. If you don't have a Reb Nochum, let's go see it together in Shul tomorrow. Reza Hashem. The beginning of Tosfos. And then to work through every step of the Tosfos. One of the hard Tosfos in Shas. Now there's some hard tesis in Shas because the girsois are very hard. You get to some receptors in Shas and some Amish. It's just the girsis. Over here, the problem is not the girsis. Over here, every line of tesis. What does tesis mean? It's a gansalima. Let's take time, learn the tesis slowly, and there's Hashem. You know, step by step by step. It's not a life to live.